T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But we want to talk a little bit about the golf and all the, honestly, some of the politics surrounding it. Jason Sobel, I mean, I remember him obviously from his time at ESPN. He's a golf writer. He does the satellite broadcast of the PGA Tour. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing great. It's been great to be back at the 860, my old stomping grounds, this week. And so have a great time. And you're right. TPC River Highlands has changed. I missed the last 2 years during COVID, and I've been about 3 or 4 years. So just being back and kind of seeing what they've done with the clubhouse and seeing what they've done with a lot of the other things at this golf course, it looks fantastic. There's a reason why some of the game's best players keep showing up year in, well, year out.
I want to ask you that, Jason, because, you know, Max Schreiber, I don't know if you know Max, he works for the Golf Channel. He wrote a piece on how the course is, you know, the tournament has sort of become a staple in a surprising way, right? It went from, like, being almost – gone,
yeah,
to getting the worst date on the schedule to being, you know, and so what I want to ask you is, and I'm going to ask him as well, is, like, because we in Connecticut, we don't have much, you know, we have UConn now, we don't have the Whalers, and this is a big deal for us, right? And so my question is, are we just patting ourselves on the back, or do the players actually really like coming here?
No, they really like it. They really do. And to go back, it's been 17 years. I was talking to Andy Bassett on my radio show the other day, of course, runs the whole show there, and Andy said, you know, it was off the PGA Tour schedule, and Travelers came in and essentially saved it at the 11th hour and got it back on the schedule, and it gave it some life support, and since then, it's not just stayed alive, it's thrived. And yes, I think it's very easy to go tournament to tournament to tournament every week. There's 49 of them or something like that on the PGA Tour schedule this year, and say, boy, this is a great tournament, and they do a great job, and the players really love it. I mean, there's very few tournaments that you'd look at and say, this is a terrible tournament, and the players hate it, right, and everyone does a terrible job. That doesn't really happen, but this one is definitely more special. I remember speaking with Rory McIlroy after the first year that he came. I believe it was 2015. I could be mistaken on that. But he came and he spoke in glowing terms of not only the tournament, but the course, and certainly the people that run this event and the people who are around the event, the fans. And yeah, I kind of held his feet to the fire a little bit. I said, hey, if you like it so much, are you going to come back? And he looks me in the eye and says, absolutely, I will totally be back here. Put my face on the billboards if you want, but I will be back here. It might not be next year. It's got to fit the schedule, but I will come back whenever I can come back.
Yeah, and honestly, like, that guy's now my new hero, because he was at the U.S. Open where he had, you know, had a kind of a disappointing finish. He felt like crap. He went down home to Florida. He could have easily, at a minimum, skipped media availability and skipped the pro-am. What does he do? He flies up here. He does both. You know, I mean, like, that guy, you know, and I want to ask, in the backdrop of all the live stuff, I mean, McIlroy is a 10 out of 10 in terms of character, in my opinion. But I want to ask you,
Go ahead. Well, Brian, I want to just cut you off real quick. He's been a 10 out of 10, in my opinion, for a long time. He jumped up to about a 14 yesterday. After his round, he shoots 62. He does all his media obligations. And they're just kind of hanging out. Myself and another reporter just kind of walk up to him and say hi, and we're just kind of shooting the breeze a little bit. 45 minutes later, I mean, Rory has explained the entire world to us. And when I say that, like, he's explained things, this is not like him just telling us, here's what I think. It's
right,
a little opinion, sure, but we're, first of all, having a conversation. It's not him just talking at us. And he is, when I say he's the most, one of the most intelligent people in the game, I'm telling you, he is one of the most intelligent people in the game. Not just his opinions, not just, wow, I really agree with what he's saying.
Right.
I mean, he's breaking down, and I know we're going to talk about LIV Golf and what it means for the PGA Tour. He's breaking down not just, you know, the league itself, but, well, PGA Tour is a 501c6, and so because of that, we're restrained by this. We have to do that. I mean, he knows the business language to a T, and it's unbelievable.
Well, it's really interesting to watch these athletes, not just in golf. Like, you see them progress, and they want, you know, they the ones who are really smart men and women, just they want to be seen in different ways, and they want to be more than just the athlete that they are. And I mean, I think he's a great example, and I still don't think we've seen the best out of him. I mean, he hasn't peaked yet, in my opinion. But we're talking with Jason Sobel here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. We might as well get to it. I mean, you know, I was right there. I mean, I don't think Rory listens to the show, but, you know, for me, Jason, and I don't, you're, I think, a little younger than me, but, you know, I go back to Roy Williams when he totally undressed, you know, like verbally sort of, I don't want to say abused Bonnie Bernstein, but like when she asked him about North Carolina when he was at Kansas, or Nick Saban when he was at Miami and he was asked about Alabama, and they look at us and lie to us. And like, I can understand why these guys were in huge negotiations over huge amounts of money and they couldn't talk about it, but they didn't have to lie to us. And I like Rory, I was really bothered by that. I don't know if people like you who are covering these people every single week, if that bothered you too.
Of course it does. You know, the whole reason that we work in the journalism industry is so that we can uncover the truth and tell the public. I mean, I don't think people quite understand the role of journalists in our society. It's probably a much bigger topic than we have time for this morning. But this is what we're supposed to do. And when we get flat lied to by players, and I'll fairly say Brooks Koepka last week. I mean, Brooks Koepka not only lies about any interest in moving to LIV Golf, but
then he ridiculed the reporter who asked the question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just jumps on the media for like, I can't believe you're even asking this question. I'm trying to play. And quite honestly, it falls right in line with everything I've dealt with Brooks Koepka for a long time. I mean, I last year at the PGA, interview him on Wednesday. I said, hey, how you feeling? Everything, you know, are you still hurting your knee? And, no, I'm 100%. I don't know why you guys keep asking about this. The next day, he plays well, and I interview him again. And I said, well, you're obviously 100%, so whatever. And he's, no, I'm not. Like, I don't know why you assume I'm not. And it's just everything is just sort of very contrarian that he says. So it kind of falls in line. But, yeah, I mean, look, just, you know what, at this point, and I think early on we're like, oh, my God, this player's a little bit interested. This player's a little bit interested. Just tell us the truth. I had Patrick Cantlay on my radio show the other day, and he was very thoughtful. He said, look, this is a business for us. I love the PGA Tour. I love playing out here, but I'd be crazy to not listen to an offer from another league to go do my business somewhere else.
Yeah.
And he said, so I think you have to cover all bases. And yeah, if they have an offer for me, I'll listen to it and I'll see what they have to say. And I'll look at all angles and I'll try to figure it out. But at least there are no lies there. There's no, you know, hey, I'd never do that ever. And then 3 days later, you know, go sign a deal somewhere.
Yeah, 100%. We're talking with Jason Sobel. Of course, many of our listeners know Jason from his time at ESPN. He now covers the PGA Tour on satellite radio, still a golf writer, and so on. It does a lot of different things. I want to ask you, I guess the real question is when it comes to the Saudi-backed LIV Golf, we heard what Jay Monahan said earlier in the week. Can both survive and thrive? And what do you think is going to happen here?
It's a great question. And the news cycle has moved so quickly over the last few weeks. Brian, I'm not a big video game guy anymore, but I remember back in the day, you play like Madden and put it on simulation for half the season. And in 30 seconds, you know, this guy broke a leg, this coach was fired, this happened, that happened.
Right.
That's what golf has felt like over the last 2 weeks. Like, we're living in this like sped up simulation and we can't slow it down. And so for me to sit here and say, oh, here's what golf is going to look like in 5 years, in 10 years, I don't know what it's going to look like in 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
I know, but if I laid out for you, Jason, if I could say to you, you could make the same amount of money by playing a third of the amount of events, and you could still play your majors, there's a bunch of top players who would take that deal.
Absolutely, and we're finding that out right now. And so, you know, the two sticking points for the people who are just kind of jumping in on this and don't know much about LIV, but are just kind of like, oh, what's this all about? Essentially, the money is, there's a direct pipeline from the Saudi Arabian government, which is, quite frankly, trying to sports wash. They're trying to change their global image through having sports hosted and run by their country. And so they're trying to do that. They're throwing tons of money at these guys. As Commissioner Jay Monahan said the other day, they can't compete with the money. Right. You know, they have to go with other things. They have to go with, you know, legacy and history and dreams of growing up as a child to play this tour and be competitive, because they can't compete with the money. But quite frankly, you're giving up a lot. I mean, yes, you can take three times the money and go play the LIV Tour if you're a top player, but it also feels a little like the Ice Capades. There are 54 hole events with 48 players, the same 48 players week in, week out. You're playing around the world. It's just, yes, you can win money. Yes, it's better to finish first at a LIV event than finish last. That said, for the top players who are already being paid, it essentially feels like you're just getting paid to go perform your craft around the world and not really compete. And so you lose an element of what it means to be a professional golfer. And I think that's really the most bothersome thing, I think, for a lot of the top players out there who aren't going.
Yeah, that's a really good point that I really hadn't considered. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Jason. It's great to get the conversation, and it's also great to see the progression of your career. I mean, and what a great moves for you, and we wish you the best, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again down the road.
That's really nice of you, Brian. I appreciate that. Like I said, great being back in Connecticut this week. I've got a player who's a buddy of mine. He's up there on the leaderboard right now. I told him if he plays well, I'm taking him to J. Tim's for dirt wings later.
You get a bucket of wings, baby.
So he's going low already this morning. I know he's motivated. So, nothing motivates you like a bucket of dirt wings.
Who is it?
Brendan Steele.
Nice. Well, Brendan Steele, he's 3-under on the day.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Motivated him a little bit.
He's up 23 spots to 7th, and who wouldn't want a bucket of dirt wings? Jason, have a good one, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Jason Sobel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.